Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. One does not live on bread alone, but every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured the sick. When of evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "5 loaves and 2 fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowd to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who eat were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The miracle of 5 bread and 2 fish, that all 5,000 people being filled with food. How nice. Jesus always look after us. Not only spiritual things, also material goods. You remember the wedding at Cana? There was not enough wine. Our Lady just told Jesus they have not enough wine. And Jesus made the first miracle to change water into wine. Jesus can do everything. What is expected is that our heart trusts in Him, trusts in His love, so that we can love others as the way He loves us. He just expects us to be close to Him. He's yearning to be with us. Remember after the Last Supper, Jesus was praying with the disciples at the Garden of Gethsemane. He spent 3 disciples very close to him. Jesus was praying hard and feel very sad inside because this is the cup he has to drink. When he saw his disciples were all sleeping, he just asked them, "Can you wait for an hour to accompany me?" When we say this, as if Jesus is very lonely, he needs companion, that's on the contrary. Because the 3 disciples were lonely, they feel sad, they don't know what to do, they just go to sleep. But Jesus said, "No, come, stay with me." Jesus give them strength. Many times he said, "We are alone." But Jesus always tell us, "You are never alone. I am with you." It's important at times in a family, place the Bible in the place, its prominent place, so that at times we can read it Just one or two phrases from the gospel can help us, give us a light. When he passed by the church, as a matter of fact, all these days, although the church is, there's no mass, but since nearby is a marketplace, many, many people, either before going to the market or after the market buying, they come to the church, stay for a while. It's so important. Jesus is not unknown. We are unknown. We need His grace. We need His companionship. Take the opportunity. Come to the church. Stay with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Entrust everything to Him. Be satisfied with what we have, what we are. Although many things is unknown in the future. Tell Jesus, we are weak. We don't know how to do. Entrust everything to His heart. Let Him follow up. Trust He is with us. He wants us to have peace of mind. Don't worry about things of yesterday or tomorrow. Live well every present moment. Thank the Lord that He is with us. In the Word of God, in the Bible, if He's present in the Blessed Sacrament, we are not alone. Thank you, Lord, to be with us all the time of our life.